This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Nominated member Harivansh has been elected as deputy chairman of the Rajya Sabha for the third consecutive time. He was elected unopposed. Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, moved the motion to choose Harivansh as the deputy chairman of the upper house. The office of the deputy chairman, Rajya Sabha, fell vacant after the term of Harivansh ended on the 9th of this month. President Draupadi Murmu had nominated him to the House following a vacancy created by the retirement of former Chief Justice of India, Ranjan Gogoi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Harivansh for being elected as the deputy chairman for the third time. Mr. Modi said his wisdom has contributed to making the atmosphere of the House more mature and constructive.
हमने सबने हरिवंश जी के नेतृत्व में सदन की शक्ति को और अधिक प्रभावी होते हुए भी देखा है और मैं कह सकता हूँ कि केवल सदन की कार्यवाही का संचालन ही नहीं वे अपने जीवन के जो भूतकाल के अनुभव है उसको भी बहुत ही सटीक तरीके से सदन को समृद्ध करने में उपयोग लाते हैं उनका ये अनुभव पूरी कार्यवाही को संचालन को और सदन के माहौल को और अधिक परिपक्व बनाता है
लीडर ऑफ द ऑपोजिशन इन द राज्य सभा मल्लिकार्जुन खड़गे आल्सो कंग्रेचुलेटेड हरिवंश ही सेड हरिवंश इज द फर्स्ट नॉमिनेटेड मेंबर टू अस्यूम दिस ऑफिस The Lok Sabha today resumed discussion on the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, the Delimitation Bill 2026, and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026. The three bills are intended to increase the participation of women in the Lok Sabha and the assemblies of states and union territories. Voting on the three bills is scheduled to take place this afternoon. Participating in the debate, Panchayati Raj Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh said, Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas has been the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the three bills are aimed at fulfilling this vision. He said the bill provides justice to the women of the country. He accused the Congress Party of not wanting to support any work that leads to social revolution. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor today said the nation stands at the threshold where there is near unanimous political consensus in favour of women's reservation. The discussion is underway. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam notification has been issued to implement old laws that were not implemented earlier. Speaking to media at the Parliament premises, Mr. Rijiju emphasized that this is part of an ongoing process and urged the opposition not to politicize the matter.
This is a process. We are currently bringing forward a proposal to amend the law. The earlier law has not yet been implemented and therefore a notification has been issued for its commencement. This is merely a procedural matter and should not be made into an issue.
Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Janata Dal United MP Sanjay Jha has welcomed the Women's Reservation Bill and described it as a long-awaited step.
The introduction of one-third reservation for women is such a welcoming step. I believe it has already been long overdue. I come from Bihar where more than 50% of women are elected in panchayats. In the 2025 elections in Bihar, women voted in significantly higher numbers. You can understand how large women's participation has become there.
The 106th Constitutional Amendment Act 2023, Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, has come into force from yesterday. In 2023, the Parliament passed the Act, marking a historic milestone in its national journey to foster equitable representation of women in public life at all levels of the federal structure. This landmark legislation rotationally reserves one-third of all seats for women in the Lok Sabha and in all state legislative assemblies, including Legislative Assembly of National Capital Territory of Delhi. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.3% up in the afternoon session today. The Sensex gained 221 points to 78,210, while the Nifty added 73 points to 24,270 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.